The Carolina Panthers moved up to the first overall pick. For what? A quarterback. And we'll discuss it next on the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, family? Welcome back to the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast, your favorite podcast, your daily podcast covering your favorite draft prospects, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You know what time it is. You know it's your boy, Damian Parson, on the ones and twos every day, every week. You can find me on Twitter at DP_NFL. I am a national scout for the Draft Network and your favorite and local running back guru. And we can't have championship talk without my guy from LSU, Keith Sanchez. Talk to him, baby.
Locked On family, this is Keith Sanchez, senior draft analyst with the Draft Network, man. And like my guy DPQ's up, 2019 national champ, yes, with those LSU Tigers, man. And you know why we're here? We're here to bring you championship level content when it comes to draft philosophy, perspective, players, prospect, and everything that's going down. And DP, it went down, man. As soon as we logged off Friday, it went down, man. We had the Chicago Bears and the Carolina Panthers make a trade, man. The Carolina Panthers traded up to number one. The Chicago Bears traded back to number nine. DP, this our lane. We're talking about draft. We have to get into it.
No, Keith, like, you talking about catch me off guard? Like, this was a trade that was rumored and thrown around on Friday. But it was like, when I heard DJ Moore was involved, I was like, there's no way Carolina does this. Well, they did it, Keith. So the trade compensation was the Panthers gave up DJ Moore. They swapped, picks. So they moved from nine, giving the Bears a ninth pick in the draft. DJ Moore, a 2023 second-round pick, and next year's first, and a 2025 second-round pick as well, just to go up to the first overall pick, Keith. So quick reaction. How do you feel about this trade?
I think the initial reaction from everybody was like, man, the Bears got him, the Bears got him. But I thought it was a trade that made sense, right? So if you look at it, they swapped first-round picks, right? And, I mean, essentially that's a win for Carolina because Carolina wants to move up to number one, right? Mm-hmm. Then they give the Bears a second-round pick for this year, right? But the thing is, Carolina has two second-round picks, so they can still make a pick in the second round. Then next year they give away a first, which is, you know, that's heavy hitting, but that's expected when you're moving up to get a, you know, number one overall pick. And then their next pick is a second round pick, so they still keep their first round in 2025s, and then they give up DJ Moore, right? But the Chicago Bears need DJ Moore. So I thought that was a solid situation, and I'm of the thought process that you can find wide receivers in the second and third round also, right? Like, there are usually a lot of wide receivers, and wide receivers emerge, you know, in the second and third round. So, hey, you give up DJ Moore. He's kind of off the books. Hopefully he relieves some salary cap stuff. I'm not totally in depth with the Carolina's salary cap, but I think that's a move that could benefit them, is, you know, just getting younger, and they're selecting a quarterback, DP. So, you know, I think they'll be able to move this thing forward.
Yeah, I loved it for the Bears. I'm a little bit closer to the Bears, got them more, because getting DJ Moore, a wide receiver one, was big, especially for Justin Fields. An outside receiver was really big. And then, like I said, you get it next year's first. You have an extra second round pick in this class right here, and you have the ninth overall. And of course, the 2025 second will be good too. Carolina, for me, I think it's all about, okay, it's first year with this new coaching staff. Do they feel like, hey, the Saints got Derek Carr? Are we really going to try and compete this year? I don't think that's the sign. I don't think they're trying to compete. They just want to get their franchise quarterback in, because there's no way you're competing with, you know, and I like TMJ, Terrace Marshall Jr., but when you take away DJ Moore from this passing offense, Keith, he was the only guy to crack over 500 yards receiving last year. Terrace Marshall Jr., Shai Smith, Laviska Shenault, Ian Thomas, Tommy Trimble. Man, you're not competing with that. So it lets me know that, hey, we're trying to just go ahead and rebuild this offense, which I think is a weird choice, just because I feel like they had a team and a roster that's underrated that could, if you secure the quarterback, and have the weapons, right? You can go ahead and not only compete for the NFC South, but be a really tough competitor in the playoffs, because this is a tough physical football team. So I think they're just kind of – I don't want to say punt in 2023, but essentially they're Pat McAfee in this thing. Unless they go trade for D-Hop, they're Pat McAfee. And that's weird, because you don't want to take that $28.5 million cap hit compared to whatever you were paying DJ Moore. Doesn't really make sense. But I think for both teams, you got what you want. When rumor is now the Panthers want to trade back. Don't really understand it. But nonetheless, you know, shout out to both teams for getting the job done, Keith. But they're at one. And we know what they're moving up to one for. It's not a defensive lineman. It's not a corner. It's not a tackle. It's a quarterback, Keith. Now, what quarterback in your mind do you feel that conviction that they're going up for?
And to be honest, I'm not convinced on anything. Like, the Carolina Panthers are a complete wild card, man. Because, you know, you think about these dual threat quarterbacks and Anthony Richardson and Will Levis, and that could possibly, you know, be the move. But then you're like, okay, if you're moving up to number one, right, wouldn't you want a more sure thing? But then with them trading DJ Moore, I'm like, okay, are they making plans to become a running team to where they want a running quarterback? So I'm going to be honest, DP, I think their options is – CJ Stroud, because I think, you know, he probably checks all of the boxes more than any other quarterback in his draft. And then next up, man, I see Will Levis. I don't know why, but that's always been linked. They've always been connected. And I could be, to be completely honest, I could be totally wrong on that, right? Because this is four wild card quarterbacks. But I think it's CJ Stroud or Will Levis for the Carolina Panthers.
Man, I really, for me, Keith, you know, I think back to when Josh McCown, before he took the job, he did a film breakdown series on quarterbacks with Underdog Fantasy, which was phenomenal, by the way. And he broke down CJ Stroud, he broke down Will Levis, and I believe he broke down Bryce Young. And I watched the Will Levis one, I watched the CJ Stroud one. And to me, like, it sounded like a guy that was head over heels for CJ Stroud. And I feel like him being on that coaching staff, I think all signs kind of point to Stroud at one. You move up for not just a sure thing, but the best pure passer in this class, right? I got it. You know, and one thing Frank Reich loves is good decision-making from the pocket, you know, with the ball in your hands. Can you make the right decisions getting the ball to your players? And I feel like CJ Stroud may be the best quarterback at that accuracy, ball placement. He can attack all three levels. And I think Stroud is probably going to be the guy for them. But like I said, you know, you brought up Will Levis. If David Tepper pulls a Jerry Jones, right, where you're on the yacht, you're not even in the building, and you make the call and you say, hey, I want Will Levis at one. I don't care about nothing else. I want Will Levis at one, Keith. And, you know, that's where that connection came from. It came from the owner, David Tepper, in the summer saying, hey, this is the guy I wanted. I want for my offense. Now you have a new coaching staff who kind of favors what CJ Stroud is. So it's going to be interesting, dog, because they could catch us all off guard, go A-Rich for all we know.
Yeah, no, they definitely could. They can go anywhere with this. And to our listeners, that's the point, right? We're doing this scouting, we're doing this evaluation, but when the owner steps in, right, and pulls his own, you know, his own card and say, hey, we want to do this, then it's kind of like, oh, bets are off. And so that's why you want to pay attention to relationships, right? When we're talking about, you know, being predictive in our mock drafts, and, you know, you're talking about culture fits, right? Because, like, who does the owner usually lean himself towards, right? Like, just, you know, over the history of, you know, that franchise's existence, like, what type of players do they usually bring in, or what type of players do they want? What type of players have they gotten written of in the past? So I think that's very important to kind of pay attention to. And we know that David Tepper is a wild card type of guy, right? From what everybody said about David Tepper, it's almost to expect the unexpected. And that's what's making this even a little bit more crazy when it comes to predicting what quarterback is going to go to the Carolina Panthers. But DP, guess what, man? There's another team on the other side of this trade. That's the Chicago Bears. They've been sitting at one for a couple months now, and we've always mocked Will Anderson, Jalen Carter, because they had their pick, right? Mm-hmm. But now, sitting at number nine, they don't have their pick. So coming up, we're going to talk about what offensive player the Chicago Bears should draft if they're sitting there at nine, or what defensive player they should be drafting sitting there at number nine.
Today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. You've heard me talk about this mobile game app before, and if you ever thought you'd make a good GM, you've got to give this game a try. It's not as easy as you might think to create a dynasty. With Ultimate Football GM, you're responsible for controlling your destiny, controlling the destiny of your team and your franchise by hiring the right coaches and coordinators, managing all the finances, including negotiating player salaries and terms, navigating your franchise through free agency, the draft inquiries and injuries, player personnel issues, and all the ups and downs of a season. All this in a challenging and realistic game. Ultimate Football GM is a completely free and playable, offline, play on the go, as you want and when you want to game. Locked On NFL Draft listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in all caps in the game store. That's Locked On in all caps. So make sure to check it out today. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up in the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM, your dynasty starts today. Keith, with the number nine overall pick, the Chicago Bears are on the clock. And man, you know, this is a team that can go in different ways, Keith, and we can split it offense, defense. We can both stick to the offensive side. But I'm going to go offense here in terms of what players that they could pick at nine. And, Keith, I know there's some Bears fans, you know, it might be a little telltale if you watch the social media and seen the graphic. Keith, I'm going all in on building around Justin Fields, dog. Let me get JSN at nine. Let me get the Ohio State Buckeye at nine, Keith, because for me, man, I just view it from an aspect of you bring in DJ Moore, you have Chase Claypool, you have Darnell Mooney. Cole Kmet is a wild card. He's big. He's got some athleticism, but he's never put it together completely, right? And I'm tired of – I've seen for the first 2 years of this young man's career for Justin Fields, no true help at the wide receiver position. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, we got DJ Moore. Let's go get me a slot machine or a guy I can move around, dictate coverage. He's a coverage indicator in JSN, tremendous route runner, great after the catch, strong-handed, reliable weapon to where now you know my slogan, Keith. You're going to have to cover every blade of grass when it comes down to my offense. And I think adding JSN, I know people are like, what about the offensive line? What about defense? This is a team that has a lot of money in free agency. They can fix those things with veterans. But let me get JSN to pair with DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, and Chase Claypool. Now, when I go to 11 and even 10 personnel, you don't only have to worry about Justin Fields running, Keith, but you have to worry about him passing the ball to a dangerous group of receivers.
No, I really like that pick, honestly, because of what Jackson Smith and Jigba offers. I'm going to stay with a wide receiver, too. So I have two. I have a wide receiver and I have an offensive lineman. But the wide receiver, I'm going to go with Quentin Johnston. And here's why. Everybody's afraid of talking about, oh, man, you know, Quentin Johnston, he's 6'2", 200-plus pounds. But you know what's going to come up? Man, those TCU wide receivers, man, those Big 12 wide receivers. I've been hurt before by them, right? Like, everybody's saying that right now, so they're hesitant to go all in. And I say, you know what? Even more now than before, it's a good fit. And the reason is this, DJ Moore is there, right? So you're not relying on Quentin Johnston to be your number one. Am I drafting him to evolve into a number one? Yes, but you're not relying on him being your number one. And I look back to the Michigan game, man, when he took that simple drag route. And, you know, it was a crosser. He took that drag route for 50, 60 yards. That's the easy plays that Justin Fields needs as a quarterback, right? Well, I could simply throw the ball 5 yards, and I have a great athlete on the outside that can convert that into 60 yards. That's the plays that we haven't seen the Chicago Bears wide receiver core be able to help Justin Fields out, you know, in the past. So I think Quentin Johnston, I like him just because we know that he can be a vertical threat. He can work underneath. And if you're talking about if he – reaches his ceiling of everything that he's supposed to be, man, Quentin Johnston, DJ Moore paired together with Darnell Mooney, now that's a real receiving core. Something that was a real position of weakness. It's not probably one of the best receiving cores in the NFL. I'm not going to say it's like a top three, but it's definitely a top 10 if Quentin Johnston can be who he's supposed to be, because you have two proven wide receivers and Darnell Mooney and DJ Moore. Now, DP, you know I'm an offensive line guy, right? I'm always like, man, protect my quarterback, man. Please protect my quarterback. So if they have to go offensive line or if they want to go offensive line, the offensive lineman they need to be targeting is Georgia tackle Broderick Jones. This is the tone setter that you want on this offensive line, man. This guy is nasty. He's physical. I think he ran under a five flat at the combine. So he showcased that he's a damn good athlete, right? Like, this is a plus level athlete. And for whatever reason, I'm not sure why his name is kind of flying under the radar. And I know, you know, we compared him, and I really like the comparison of him to Ikem Ekwonu from last year. Now, there was a lot of hype around Ikem. I don't know why Broderick Jones is not receiving the same amount of love. I know his storylines and, you know, possibly, hey, the Georgia had so many different, you know, other options as far as on the offense to kind of, you know, roll with that a storyline. But Broderick Jones is an extremely talented player. I think this guy can play left tackle or play left guard. And, you know, we look at the Chicago Bears offensive line, and now you're struggling. We're talking about, you know, Braxton Jones, which was a mid to late round pick that started as a rookie. Talking about Cody Whitehair. You know, then on the right side, you have Tevin Jenkins, who was still trying to figure out a home. And then you have Larry Barone. So they can definitely use a high-level offensive lineman to help this thing up.
Keith, I like that you went O-line. Now I'll go O-line as well. You know, more so like if they wanted to check it out in the second round. Because I'm going to tell you, Keith, like watching this team, I want to give the two young tackles another season, because they started to show some promise this season as rookies, you know what I mean? And Borum and Braxton Jones. I do like Cody Whitehair, but the problem for me, Keith, Tevin Jenkins is that guard. I ain't even moving him. I'm letting him stay right where he at. He playing right guard, and he's not seeing tackle another day in his life for this franchise. It's the center spot. Sam Mustipher. That was an issue for me. And I know a center that's used to cold weather cities down in Wisconsin, Joe Tippmann, a big physical body mover, like like you talked about with Broderick Jones. He has a nasty play style as well, and he can that 6'6", 320. I'm telling you, Keith, I'm pounding the table for this dude. I know everybody loves John Michael Schmitz, and I love him too, Keith. But my guy down in Wisconsin is a baller, dog. And I love that physicality he's going to bring. So I feel like putting him at center with this group, he can quarterback the offensive line, really intelligent dude, communicates well, sees blitzers and stunts, picks up and passes things off well. And that's what you need to solidify this offensive line and give those tackles another year. If, you know, you can still bring in some veteran competition like they did with Riley Reiff last year, which was beneficial. Is at least if that veteran doesn't win, they at least can be a voice in the room to help those young guys develop, right, mentally. So I think, you know, especially if you get JS in at nine, Joe Tippmann in the second, baby, we cooking, man.
Yeah, no, I really like that because, like you said, you talked about the second round, which they can, you know, still address the offensive line. And then just that center position. And you need – I'm thinking Justin Fields, you want him to develop as a passer, right? Mm-hmm. But you also, kind of similar to what Jalen Hurts, you want him to do what he does best in the sense of the fact of use his legs from time to time. And if he's going to use his legs, he needs those mobile offensive linemen that can climb the second level, that's physical, where you can get well-versed in your offensive line blocking game, right? The things you can draw up. Like, how many times have we seen Jason Kelce snap the ball and then pull out as a lead blocker, right? You have to be a special talented athlete at the center position to be able to do that. And if they draft a center like you're talking about, man, Joe Tippmann from Wisconsin, I would really like that, DP. I think that's a really good selection. They get their second round pick back that they spent on Chase Claypool. So, you know, kind of, I guess they could brush their hands and say all this equal at this point, man. But DP, we talked about the offensive side of the ball, but we know Chicago Bears, man, the monsters of the midway, man. They're known for their defense, right? Even last year when we thought they were going to go offense, they went defense. So we want to talk about what defensive prospects could possibly be sitting there at pick number nine for the Chicago Bears to select to continue to build out this defense.
What is the best sports book in America? That's easy, guys. It's FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook is great for new customers because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet does not win. All you have to do, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, super easy, and it's secure. So listen, FanDuel Sportsbook app is going to let you bet on everything from money line, point scores, threes drained if you're talking NBA, player props, you name it. And you can combine your bets for a bigger chance and a bigger payout with the same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Keith, I'm going to kick it to you, man. Tell us what at nine, right? You moving down the nine is risky because we know it's going to put you out of the Will Anderson opportunity. And even though the situation that we wish didn't happen with Jalen Carter being involved, you know, racing when those two Georgia members of the Georgia team and athlete, you know, and the staff back in January passed away, you know, in that accident, you know, came out last week, you know, in Indy. I don't know if he's going to fall to nine. You know what I mean? He may fall a couple more spots down, but I don't know if he's going to be there at nine. What defensive player do you think realistically could be there, could be available for the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, that's tough, man, because like you said, you don't know if Jalen Carter is going to be there. And I before we really speak on that, right, I really want to let more of the details come out, right, because I think there's more, you know, just to kind of uncover and not saying it one way or the other, right? I just think that there's more. Let's figure it out before we, you know, he's guilty, and let's figure it out before we say innocent and just draft him, right? So let's continue to figure that out, man. But just looking at this Chicago Bears defense, man, they need interior defensive line help. But I think, in my opinion, I know everyone's high on Tyree Wilson, but I'm not sure if I want to select him at number nine. So I would probably go with one of these corners, man. Like, just continue to address this cornerback room. You know, they have Jalen Johnson. You know, they have Jalen Jones they drafted last year. Kyler Gordon as a rookie. Safety, they have Jaquan Brisker. So, man, I'm going to be honest. I think if Christian Gonzalez is there, I think they should go ahead and go with Christian Gonzalez, go with a true man corner. You know, one of the top two, three corners in this entire draft. He still probably get you one of the – he's not one of our blue chip prospects, right? But he's closer to that, to one of the few blue chip prospects in this draft. So if he's there at number nine, he's available there. I think they should definitely go with him.
Keith, I like that. You know, I'm a big Christian Gonzalez guy, right? They lost Khalil Mack when they traded him to the Chargers heading, you know, in the offseason last year before the season, for the 2022 season. And, you know, they drafted some young guys. You know, they have, I think it was Dominique Robinson from Miami of Ohio, who's a former receiver who's still learning the position. Have one of my guys who was drafted a couple years ago, Travis Gibson, who can rush inside and out. But, you know, outside of that, they got Terrell Lewis. It's not a who's who of names. I want to go Nolan Smith, edge rusher out of Georgia. I want to get some juice.
I was thinking that.
See, we same thing, baby. Now, I want to give some juice to this pass rush, man, and not only just to the pass rush, but one thing, you know, when they were the monsters of the midway, what did this defense always do well for Chicago? Stop the run, set the edge, be physical. Well, that mean there may not be a more physical non-defensive lineman in this class than Nolan Smith. To be 240, 35, 40 pounds, you're talking about blowing up, pulling guards and just literally railroading guys and being physical, just clearly block this deconstruction, all of that in the run game, really flashing his colors and forcing the Aaron Jones, the A.J. Dillon's like, man, that exit's closed. I got to find a detour. I got to change my path, right? Because Nolan Smith is consistently winning, especially against tight ends, baby. You don't want to put too many tight ends one-on-one in blocking situations with him. So I think Nolan Smith, especially as he continues to develop as a pass rusher, yes, I know he killed it at the combine, but his tape is really good. And you see the tools that you say, you know what? He gets with a pass rush coach in the offseason every year to continue to work on his plan and his hand placements and movements. Keith, you got yourself a winner.
No, I like that. I like that selection a lot, man. And going through this, I'm looking at the defensive prospects, and that huge move from 1 to 9 is a big move because, and we talked about this, if you're going to be sitting at pick 9, you almost could be sitting at pick 15, right? 15 or 16. So we talked about this earlier, but I wonder if the Chicago Bears are still in position to where they feel like, you know what, let's move down one more time, right? Mm-hmm. Because you can get Christian Gonzalez at corner, but you can also get, you know, Cam Smith, you know, possibly Keely Ringo if you like him in a certain scheme. You know, you got Witherspoon. You know, you have a bevy of corners that if you're going to take a corner, you might be like, okay, shoot, Christian Gonzalez is really good. But if I can pick up an extra second-round pick and still go with a Cam Smith or someone of that nature, or Deontay Banks at the back end of the first round, then you feel good about that. And then, man, you talk about the second round. And so I know we talked about this a little bit, but I feel like the best value in this draft is the end of the first round and into the second round. Mm-hmm. Like if it was me, I would trade out of those mid-round ranges, right? Because I kind of think the value is all the same between like 7 and 20, right? So I would trade back some and then try to acquire, if I could acquire 2-3 picks just in, just through like pick 25 through 50, right? If I could somehow get like 3 picks in that, and I mean, they already have, they picked up the second round, so they move back one more time, they'll have another second round pick, and then they'll still have a first round, to, you know, that they traded back with. So if they can get 3 picks in there to really kind of help build out this defense, I think they could sit really well, because we know Nolan Smith, I feel like after the combine, he's probable to go top 10, right? But there's still a chance where he goes 25, where, you know, people are like, hey, injury, he didn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of sack production.
Yeah.
And you feel like that, like, you know, Tyree Wilson, right? He's a, you know, he's great against the run, but how much sack production he's going to get? Lucas Van Ness, you know, high ceiling, but production was solid. You know, you feel like that about a good bit of guys. So if you have kind of a group of maybe 6 defensive players that you feel like, okay, this is a starter, I'm not sure if this is a blue chip prospect, then you might as well move down one more time and, you know, just acquire another pick, whether that's another second or third round pick.
Keith, I would close it out with, if they were to pick, you know, with one of those 2 second round picks, man. And so I was, like I said, I'm going deep. I'm going offense. If you go offense early, you know, or whatnot, and you figure out what you want to do in free agency, use your money, right? But if you were to go Nolan Smith in the first, right, at that spot, if I'm Chicago, if they go defense, a guy that I've heard that could drop to the second potentially is Clemson D tackle Brian Bresee. And if he's there, you know what I mean, to where you can move up, use a extra third plus on your second, move up to the top of the second and select him. Now you will have a pass rushing duo that could line up beside each other, because he could play that kind of that 4-3 tech, especially on passing downs where you have Nolan Smith flanking Brian Bresee. Now you got 2 bookend guys, one on the interior, one on the outside, that's athletic for their size. They play with good strength and motor, and they're you know, typically high character guys for the most part. So you know that you're going to be able to get vertical upfield and not just attack the quarterbacks and pressure them, but pressure them where it hurts the most, Keith. Pressure them up the middle in their face. And for these mobile quarterbacks who want to spin out, you know, it's like watching ballerinas a lot of time. The moment they see interior pressure, they spin out of that bad boy and try to hit the outside. Well, when you got Nolan Smith out there, there's no chance you're getting outside, right? So now you don't have anywhere to go, and you can cage you in and really make you play from the pocket, Keith. So that's what I would do in that case. And, man, listen, Chicago, they're in a good spot, Keith. They got a lot of money. They got a lot of money, Keith. And now they got draft picks that they can really help rebuild this team in the image of Ryan Poles and this front office and this defense and this staff, right, this new coaching staff that they have. Luke Getsy and all those guys, man. So I'm excited to see what happens. You know, just a month and a half away or so, Keith. We're almost there. But, guys, we always love to tell y'all, we thank y'all family so much for joining us every week, every day. Find us on YouTube. Like, subscribe, hit the bell notification so you're notified, and you can come enjoy all of the content that we're going to have for you every day, as well as on your favorite podcasting audio apps. Locate us there. Like, subscribe, download, share, leave a 5-star review, and let us know how you feel about us. As always, thank you for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen today. Guys, stick with us. Come back tomorrow for Keith Sanchez. You can find him on Twitter at TheTalentCode. I'm Damian Parsons. You can find me at DP_NFL. Come and join the conversation again tomorrow on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.